Good morning with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
A very interesting mystery developing in town of Colonie as a woman is missing.
Yeah, police are focusing a search for this missing town of Colonie woman along the Hudson River in the nearby town of Waterford, where authorities on Monday discovered her car with the keys still inside. 59-year-old Patrice Zimmerman was reported missing by her family around 8 a.m. Monday. She had spoken on Sunday to her husband, who was on a trip to Florida, according to police. They contacted authorities when he could not reach her on Monday. One factor in the search is that police found a small amount of blood, possibly indicating a fall, at Zimmerman's home in Colonie and suggested that she may have needed medical attention. Authorities were zeroing in on a section along the Hudson River in the town of Colonie and are puzzled by it, and they're asking anybody with information or anybody who may have seen Zimmerman on Monday to contact authorities.
From there to Troy, New York, where the issue of benefits for police officers has made its way into the Times Union today.
This has to do with a change in the police union contract that the city of Troy's council was not told about for 18 months. Now it looks like a former Troy police officer who had recently pleaded guilty to tipping off drug dealers about an upcoming raid is eligible to receive lifetime health care coverage. The measure was part of a contract that was agreement signed between Troy's mayor and the local PBA back in 2014, but it was only after the Times Union filed a Freedom of Information request recently that this came to light. Now approval of this has been put on the agenda for a special council meeting this week on Thursday. Basically, the agreement lowers the years of service that police have to serve to earn lifetime health insurance coverage from what had been 20 years down to 10 years. So there'll probably be a lot of discussion at Thursday's council meeting about why this wasn't made public for 18 months.
Mike Spain is the associate editor of the Times Union. You can find out more by going to timesunion.com or picking up a copy of the paper. Mike, we thank you as always.
Thank you, David.